local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 on this primary runoff Tuesday, which, by the way, full coverage tonight from 8 to 10. All the information coming in for the statewide races and our local races will be live here from 8 tonight to 10 tonight on FM Talk 106.5. All right, we'll check in with Dr. Bill, get our forecast in just a second. 72 now, and time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a nice ride across the Bayway so far. Daphne, Spanish Fort from Atlas to Loxley along I-10. No delays and a good ride downtown for the tunnels all the way to the 65 split. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Obama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale, they have all the flooring they can handle our everyday disasters with quicker installation times, too. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now. The tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interest. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
Election night coverage is on FM Talk 106.5 with up-to-the-minute results, the winners, the losers, analysis of all the races, statewide and local, with the FM Talk 106.5 political team. Your host, Sean Sullivan, has assembled the finest political analysts from around the state to add their input on this hard-fought campaign. Join us election night at 8 for wall-to-wall coverage, only on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:09, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And yes, rain is in the forecast. Don't use that as an excuse not to turn out and vote since you live in the city here. If you're in Mobile, that has the highest amount of rainfall. Now, we don't have the most number of days. I think that's, you know, going to be the Pacific Northwest. But the volume of rain, we got that. Don't use that as an excuse. All right, 7:09, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
There can be no excuses today. Seriously. I mean, we're not dodging bullets in Iraq.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's raining.
It's
umbrella up. Get your rain jacket out.
I'm just putting it out there. It is primary runoff day, and yet another opportunity for the state to enforce the crossover ban. I always think of crossover like basketball player. But back in 2017, the Alabama legislature, they passed a law specifically prohibiting we, the voters, from casting a ballot for one party in the primary and then switching to another party to cast a ballot in the runoff. In simpler terms, if you voted on the Democratic ballot in the primary, then you can only vote in the Democratic runoff. If you voted on the Republican ballot in the primary, you can only vote in the Republican runoff. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you did not vote in the primary, you are free to cast a ballot and win whichever party runoff that you choose. No matter what you vote, there are no restrictions on the November 6th general election where you can choose whichever candidate you prefer. Options, options, options. So if you have more questions, go to vote411.org. That's where you can find out your polling place. And if you're registered to vote, you also can go to our Facebook page as we have a sample ballot. So you can see what you're going to be, voting on, looking at. And Don't let the rain get in your way. This is so important for you to vote. Okay, here's a story I promise, Sean.
Yes, I sweat
time. It makes my heart beat so fast. So remember the story we told you about Baxter, mm-hmm. Baxter Duddy, last Friday. He is 7 years old, battling cancer once again. Okay, he's been battling since he was 4. He beat it, and now it's back. So his parents are friends with a number of the anglers and the teams that competed in the Blue Marlin Grand Championship. And so Clay James and Patrick Ivey, they said, hey, you know what? We're going to donate 5% of our winnings to this young man, because there's a GoFundMe account that's been set up so that his family can focus on him and his care. Well, here's the latest post from Clay James. Hashtag Backstrong is in it to win it with Team Done Deal. How awesome is this? They agreed to donate their winnings for the Triple Crown. Their check, $12,500. And then Wilkes Hammock contributed his 5% on top of that for a total of $16,000. Love you guys. I'm so proud to be a part of this fishing community.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we told you about Bax last Friday. If you'd like to donate, there's a GoFundMe account set up. Just look for Baxter Duddy. His family is just amazing. And I got to meet him, and he gives the best hugs ever. Just love it. Just love that we give back to our community. That's what it's all about. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Again, yeah, I remember when I was there Thursday, heading out for the Blue Marlin Grand Championship and the pace boat there, hearing all the captains on the radios, making sure anybody else going to get in. They all chimed in on the radio chatter. We're in.
The nucleus is our buddy Jim Cox.
Yes.
He always says, I'm getting eye sweats, or I got the goosebumps.
Yeah.
great cause for a great family. So thank you for all that contributed, and I will post that information if you'd like to do so as well.
All right. Very good. And if you haven't heard, Gulf Coast Anglers, this weekend, first of all, Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, Friday through Sunday, but Sunday wraps up snapper fishing for 2018. Remember, the original schedule was to go through Labor Day weekend, 6 weeks early, snapper season's ending. Coming up, joining us in just about 10 minutes, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, will tell us why.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, Group Leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer in House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama. 36522.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I worry every day about losing the quality of life that we have in Baldwin County.
Conservative Chris Elliott.
As I move around Baldwin County, I still see some of the same farms, the same barns, the same silos that I saw as a kid growing up. But I also see lots of new houses and lots of new faces. I see waterways that once were pretty open and empty, crowded, and full of folks. When I was a kid, my first job was down in Orange Beach at a marina, and I had the opportunity to drive my boat back and forth to work, and it made me who I am. Baldwin County is the best possible place to raise a family, and the secret's out. They're coming, and we're going to have to make sure we've got the infrastructure in place to accommodate them. GetOurShare.com shows exactly how we're going to do that.
Visit GetOurShare.com and learn more about how Chris Elliott wants to fight to get back our share of taxes we're already paying to Montgomery.
Paid for by Friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report. After more than 30 years in Hoover, Alabama, the annual SEC Media Days are being held in Atlanta for the first time this year. Yesterday, this year's event kicked off with SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and LSU. Among the more notable things discussed, Sankey talked about the federal legalization of sports gambling. He reiterated that the integrity of the games is most important to him and said that eventually, with sports gambling expanding to more states, teams could be required to issue weekly injury and ineligible player reports.
While it may be preferred to have no expansion of gambling activity, what is needed now is for our state and federal legislative leaders to enact policies that properly support the integrity of our games and provide the necessary protections for our students and our student athletes.
Sankey also said that he does not see the league moving from an 8-game conference schedule to 9 anytime soon, but he expects there to continue to be dialogue on the topic. New Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher talked about how he left his former football team, saying that he had no intention to leave Florida State, but that life changes and decisions are made.
I have unbelievable memories of Florida State. I have great respect for them. I think they'll have a tremendous year this year. I think the program's in a great situation. I think they'll do very well.
After drinking 30 cans of Monster Energy, LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was on the stand.
Hey guys, great to see everybody. Obviously, we're excited for the start of fall camp. Our team has had an outstanding summer. Got guys working hard in the weight room. Our freshmen look good. We have our whole team together starting practice on August 4th. It's going to be an exciting year.
And Orgeron actually said he made a mistake last year by hiring Matt Canada as LSU's offensive coordinator. He said that it was not a good fit and that he should have hired current offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger to begin with. Canada is now with the University of Maryland coaching the Terrapins offense. Today, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Florida will get their chance to speak to the media, and I'll have updates all week long from Atlanta. At his home field in Washington, D.C. at Nationals Park, Bryce Harper won the 2018 Home Run Derby, beating Chicago Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber in the final round, 19 home runs to 18. The 25-year-old six-time All-Star hit 9 home runs in a minute 20 seconds to tie Schwarber at 18 before winning on a walk-off 19th home run after earning 30 seconds of extra time.
There it is! Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won!
Tonight, the American and National League's best will face each other in the Midsummer Classic. Nationals ace Max Scherzer will start on the mound for the National League, while Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale got the start for the American League. The All-Star game gets started tonight at 7 o'clock on Fox. 7:18 now, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Circuit Judge candidate Brandi Hambright. It's unfortunate my opponent has chosen a platform of negative politics that certainly have no place in a judge's race. I have handled thousands of civil and criminal cases in the circuit courtroom. I'm the only candidate who knows criminal law, and I'm proud to be endorsed by Charlie Graddick, your tough on crime prosecutor and judge for 20 years. I stand for our families and our community. Please stand with me on July 17th. Vote experience. Vote integrity. Vote Brandi Hambright on July 17th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright Circuit Court. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 366.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, been a perfect start for that ride from Fairhope and Daphne up towards the Bay Lane. The Causeway also looking good from Spanish Fort back downtown. From I-10, DIP, and the 65 split all the way out towards Rangeline Road. Coming down from Sarah Land, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, you've got some radar, but again, no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this voting day. Reminding y'all, polls been open since 7, open till 7 tonight. We'll have full coverage of results 8 to 10 tonight, live show here at FM Talk 106.5. Also, a reminder, you got junk in the house? You got junk, yes, yes. Do you have junk in the trunk? I mean, that's what somebody's waiting for me to say. You got junk in the storage unit. You got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, residential properties, commercial properties, storage units. Listen, anywhere you got junk and you need it gone, they're there. And the nice thing is, too, they're going to give you a specific appointment time. They show up at that time, not a spectrum of time. They understand you're busy as well. They'll show up at that time, and then they'll quote you a price. That is the price you pay. Whether they end up lifting up the cardboard box, and then there's like metal I-beams underneath those boxes, but the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was. They're not going to come back and say, well, there's this charge or that charge. No, the price you agree on, that's the price you pay. And it's really easy to get in touch with them. You go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or you can always just pick up the phone and give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, this is some tough news. We knew it could happen, but news out as of yesterday that Alabama's red snapper season coming to an end this weekend. Of course, thank goodness it's this weekend and not earlier, because you have the 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo going on this weekend with the snapper jackpot, the Crane Bark snapper jackpot going on, brand new thing for the rodeo this year. To talk more about this, Director of Alabama Marine Resources and my buddy Scott Bannon. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Hey, so what would happen here, Scott? What I mean, all of a sudden, we were all looking forward to, you know, fishing through Labor Day weekend, and now you're telling us it's over Sunday.
Yeah, it was based on our harvest rates last year, on the effort that people put in. We actually probably should have gone past Labor Day, but this year, people took advantage of the relatively good weather and the opportunities to go fishing, and we actually fished it twice the rate we did last year. And when you do the math of the days, it cuts the season in half. And that's where we are based on the preliminary landings that were through the week of 4th of July. And under the exempted fishing permit, you know, we said that we would hold to the quota and that we would close it when we were expected to meet it, and to show that we can manage a state program. So that's why we had to end up closing a little early. I'm sure that nobody's happy about that, but hopefully people understand that we still got the fish, the 984,000 pounds of fish that we had asked for.
Yeah, I guess that's worth explaining to folks, too, how these things are calculated. And I mean, I do like the fact that you are taking weather into account. Under the federal system, they just said it'd be this many days, and it didn't matter if we were having a tropical storm or whatever. They just assumed we fished the same rate every day. You did take into account in weather, and obviously we just had good patches of weather and people fished, but give us the top number, the allowable quota, and then tell us how you arrive at, you know, hey, we've hit the quota.
Okay. So we had the 984,000 pounds that we asked for under the exempted fishing permit. And each one of the Gulf states, we had to come to some agreement to reach the total allowable catch for the whole Gulf of Mexico. And so we said that last year we fished about 850,000 pounds or so. So we actually asked for a little bit more fish. And then we said we would use snapper check to monitor it throughout the season. And based on last year's numbers, we would get 47 days. We would make it through Labor Day Monday, give or take, with the, since we'd asked for about 100,000 extra pounds. So we actually anticipated a longer season. Well, then we monitor the effort through snapper check and through our surveys, and we measure the fish. We count the anglers that come in. And what we saw this year was the effort was tremendous. Now, the opening weekend, there was a little bit of rough weather.
Mm-hmm.
The second weekend, that weekend of June 9th, was probably the largest number of people I've ever seen fish since I've worked here in 21 years.
I could back you up on that. there were a bunch of folks out of Dolphin Island for sure.
And our numbers show that we average about 700, 800 trips a day, give or take. It was about 1,600 trips that day. It was almost double the average effort. And so when you get those opportunities, I mean, we had 1,100 more people per day fishing than we did last year. So our mission to provide access to people, in a way, was a success. Lots of people went fishing. They just did not get to go, or won't get to go, the same number of days. But people took advantage of it, and I'm proud of that. I'm thankful that people got to go fish. Naturally, I'd like to have a few extra days. It is an economic impact to coastal Alabama. But at the end of the day, we agreed that we would close when we met the quota, and so we are obligated to do that. We'll sit down and look at the 2019 season.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second, but you mentioned the economic impact. We've talked about in the past on this show. I put out some charts about the impact, you know, what it means for coastal Alabama when people are snapper fishing. But you gave me some numbers, averaging, what, 700 to 900 trips a day, but that one day of 1,600 trips. Has there ever been a breakdown of just the average, you know, the average value economically to the state when somebody shows up at Billy Goat Hole and launches their boat and goes out and chases a snapper?
We have talked about trying to figure a method for that. We don't have anyone in-house with that expertise. If anybody in your audience has that expertise, we'd love to sit down with them and try and develop some numbers, because it is a hard number to track because you're looking at fuel, bait, hotel stays, meals, ice. I mean, it's a tremendous number of things, and so it is an impact. We definitely understand that. But we're looking at a long-term goal here, is that we showed that we can manage the fishery under the state, so that as a long-term goal, we get a little bit more opportunity to manage it and maybe look at the numbers. You know, we're working to a pound. I don't particularly like that. I wish we were looking at numbers of fish, because the average size fish this year, in our preliminary numbers, it's almost 2 pounds. It's 1.7 pounds larger than it was last year. And so that means that you're actually going to catch fewer fish to reach the pound.
Right.
I would still like to work to a number of fish.
Well, let's talk about this going forward and looking at the 2019 season. I appreciate your time this morning, and I'm happy at least we get this through the end of the rodeo, Scott.
Yes, absolutely, and I hope people go out and have a good time, and I'm excited to see some big fish on the board.
Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, joining us. So there you go. News is Sunday. That's it for the 2018 Red Snapper season. We'll talk more about that on this weekend's Outdoor Show for sure. 729, Dr. Bill's on the way, and we check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama voters head to the polls today. Several primary runoff races on the ballot. Two of the most heated races, the Republican battles for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. Will Ainsworth and Twinkle Kavanaugh have each spent $2 million in their effort for the state's number two job. And in the AG's race, Attorney General Steve Marshall is trying to fend off a challenge from the former AG, Troy King. Lightning struck four homes in our area on Monday. One of those strikes sparked a huge fire on Newcastle Drive in West Mobile. In Baldwin County, lightning sparked three house fires in less than an hour. A home on Valerie Lane in Daphne was destroyed. Red snapper fishing in Alabama waters will end sooner than planned. The recreational and charter season will end this Sunday, July 22nd. It was scheduled to run through Labor Day weekend. The Alabama Department of Conservation on Natural Resources says the quota of more than 984,000 pounds of snapper will be reached by Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
President Trump's White House aides were reportedly as shocked as anyone when Trump sided with Russian President Vladimir Putin over meddling in the 2016 election, an official tells the Washington Post. And correspondent Abby Phillip reports public statements on the president's comments.
Former CIA Director John Brennan calling the news conference nothing short of treasonous. House Speaker Paul Ryan stressing Russia is not our ally. Newt Gingrich calling it the most serious mistake of his presidency.
Well, President Trump hasn't tweeted in more than 13 hours after promoting a Monday night appearance on Fox TV. Federal agents have arrested a Russian woman accused of conspiring to infiltrate American political organizations. 29-year-old Maria Butina is accused of working to influence senior American politicians and develop relationships with political organizations between 2015 and 2017. Wall Street futures are lower right now. I'm Evan Hanen.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at Cart Doctor's new location, Highway 90 West in Theodore. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, as well as a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, chicken tenders for you and your friends from Goldfingers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed, and an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. Register now through Tuesday at Cart Doctor's new location, Highway 90 West in Theodore, in the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Lots to talk about here of note, because people are saying, well, turnout might be low today in the runoff for the primaries because of a forecast of rain. Don't we kind of generally in the summertime have the forecast having some chance of thunderstorms? Isn't that fair to say?
That's pretty much the rule.
Okay, thank you.
Afternoon thunderstorms all the way through the summer.
So vote in the morning.
How many thunderstorms you'll have.
Yeah, well, so you vote in the morning, right? Get out now and vote, and then you don't have the issue of getting your hairdo wet.
That's right. You know, we always talk about the fact that it's never normal in Mobile, but yesterday it was.
Really?
Normal high is 91, the normal low is 73. That's exactly what it was yesterday. 91 and 73.
I felt very average yesterday, Dr. Bill. It was an average kind of day. What about going forward? Do we remain average today and look into the weekend?
Actually, it might be a little bit below average temperatures today because we're going to look for scattered and numerous thunderstorms developing late this morning and certainly this afternoon. And that'll keep temperatures in the upper 80s. The thunderstorms will taper off as usual in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another round of thunderstorms. We may see a little bit more sunshine tomorrow, warming us into the lower 90s. But today and tomorrow, you definitely need the umbrella, and certainly during the afternoon hours. The rest of the week, things start to improve a bit. On Thursday, some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, low 90s. Same for Friday. And over the weekend, we're really going to warm up. Low to mid-90s on Saturday with afternoon thunderstorms. Then Sunday and Monday, mid-90s, and just isolated thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, the tropics, what's going on there?
Looking good right now. It's quiet after the disturbances that we did have, and Beryl and Chris, they're gone. And now it's quiet over the Gulf, the Caribbean. The Atlantic looks good right now. Just a few thunderstorms way out over the eastern portion of the tropical Atlantic. But right now, nothing organized.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll keep it that way. That'd be a good thing.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Dr. Bill, check back soon. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in, sitting at 78 now at FM Talk 106.5. Headlines on the way. Plus, we'll check in with Kane for traffic next.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, from Loxley, Malbus, and Daphne, no problems on I-10. The Bayway, the Causeway, you'll find heavier traffic downtown near the Bankhead Tunnel, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. Airport, Government, Dauphin, and Moffitt, and 65 all looking good out towards Schillinger Road and Tillman's Corner in Theodore. Throughout July, the spot, the Battle House, is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer today and tomorrow. Dial 338-5700 to get pampered at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this election day. Polls open till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Now we'll check in with Kelly Finley for headlines.
Okay, this is a headline. I've been texting every teacher that I know. I've even sent a couple direct messages about this one because Target is having a great option for our teachers. We know that tons of teachers, they buy supplies for themselves and then they have to give some to the kids and then another kid and another kid. Well, for the first time, Target is offering teachers nationwide 15% off select classroom supplies like notebooks,
folders, binders, pens, pencils, crayons, markers, classroom storage and organization, tissues, hand sanitizers, disinfecting wipes, food storage bags, and more. The deal is good in-store and at Target.com through July the 21st. You just have to go online and get a coupon code, and this is also good for homeschool families as well. So I had to share that because I think about all that our teachers do in the classroom, mm-hmm. and they do it for so many children. They do it all year, and they do it with love. So what a great way for them to save money and also be able to teach. Imagine that, right? Don't stop voting. Yes, we're talking about the runoff today, but you also can vote for a great woman who's doing great things in your community, and you can let the state know. Nominations are now open for the annual Women Who Shape the State recognition and event, and they will run through August the 31st. They're looking for all types of women, business leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, volunteers, any woman that you think is changing the state or maybe their small portion of it for the better. They are eligible for nomination. So a panel of Alabama Media Group leaders and journalists will review this year's nominations, and they will select the women who will be honored at the November 2nd, 2018 luncheon at the Haven in downtown Birmingham. If you'd like to find out more information, I will again tweet that out for you, or you can mail your nomination to Alabama Media Group. Attention, Women Who Shape the State nominations. 1731 First Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35203. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right. If you're sending things in, it's Kelly with a Y, if you're going to do that. No. All right.
Just doing my small part.
742 FM Talk 106.5 and the press conference yesterday with President Trump and Vladimir Putin after the closed-door meeting that went on for hours. So many things to talk about, and we will get into that in the 8 o'clock hour. But the president saying this.
I think we're all to blame. I think that the United States now has stepped forward along with Russia, and we're getting together, and we have a chance to do some great things.
In so many words, too, saying that the trust of why he didn't trust the American intelligence agencies out there. And there's a lot to talk about here. And if I just went down the list of what Democrats and liberals had to say about President Trump, that would be, well, that's dog bites man, right? But the man bites dog portion of the story, I thought, was of interest. Friends, allies of the president commented yesterday. Not just people have had Corker and Flake on and people like that from the Republican side and McCain that you would expect to say something, negative. But let's go where it's more interesting here. A couple things here. Run down the list, all right? Some of these names you may know and associated them with being positive about President Trump. How about Newt Gingrich? He's been a big backer of the president. He tweeted yesterday, President Trump must clarify his statements in Helsinki on our intelligence system and Putin. It is the most serious mistake of his presidency and must be corrected immediately. By the way, Drudge had their, it's pretty positive. Drudge usually posts up stories. Mm-hmm. People say Drudge is positive. Now they post stories that are positive to the president and maybe tweak the headlines. But their headline yesterday said Putin dominates in hell, H-E-L, like short for Helsinki or something else.
Play on words.
Yes. Also on the list, because there are a lot of people, Neil Cavuto over at Fox Business said this is disgusting. It's not right or a left thing. It's just wrong. Also, Stuart Varney, I like Stuart Varney, Fox Business anchor, said it was not a very forceful presentation from President Trump with Putin standing right there next to him. Also, the show that comes on right after ours, Laura Ingraham, had this to say, don't use strong and powerful to describe Putin's denial regarding election meddling. Use words like predictable and damaging to U.S.-Russian relations to describe Russian meddling. Trish Regan from Fox Business said this clearly was not President Trump's best performance. Even Fox News senior political analyst Britt Hume tweeted the president's response on the Russian interference was, quote, lame, to say the least, and leaves the distinct impression that he puts Putin's credibility on par with U.S. intelligence. So some of the conservative voices coming out and reacting to the president's presser yesterday. We'll talk more about this in depth coming up after 8 o'clock. 7:45, coming right back.
Paid by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interest. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax, because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State and local officials are hoping to drum up new business while attending the Farnborough International Air Show in England. Airbus announced it has received over 200 new orders for planes. According to USA Today, 150 of those planes will be the A320neo model, like the ones assembled in Mobile.
Alabama is at that air show to make an impact, to show what we have to offer.
One of China's largest manufacturers broke ground on a new facility on Industrial Park Road in Locksley. Kashan produces air compressors and will create 62 jobs locally. Alabama voters head to the polls today. Several primary runoff races on the ballot. Two of the most heated races, the Republican battles for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. Will Ainsworth and Twinkle Kavanaugh each spent $2 million in their effort for the state's number two job. And in the AG's race, Attorney General Steve Marshall is trying to fend off a challenge from former AG Troy King. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
This is George Zogby, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. Recently, a man was murdered by a person that was just released from jail on an extremely low bond on a charge of burglary just weeks earlier. This is absurd. As judge, I will set maximum bonds on serious repeat offenders to keep them off the streets of Mobile County. For me to do this, I need you to get out and vote today.
Vote George Zogby, paid for by the committee to elect George Zogby.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hey,
Hey, it's 10 minutes till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. After more than 30 years in Hoover, Alabama, the annual SEC Media Days are being held in Atlanta for the first time this year. Yesterday, this year's event kicked off with SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and LSU. Among the more notable things discussed, Sankey talked about the federal legalization of sports gambling. He reiterated that the, quote, integrity of the games is most important to him, and said that eventually, with sports gambling expanding to more states, teams could be required to issue weekly injury and ineligible player reports just like the NFL.
While it may be preferred to have no expansion of gambling activity, what is needed now is for our state and federal legislative leaders to enact policies that properly support the integrity of our games and provide the necessary protections for our students and our student athletes.
Sankey also said that he does not see the SEC moving from an 8-game conference schedule to 9 anytime soon, but he expects there to continue to be dialogue surrounding the topic. New Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher talked about how he left his former football team, saying that he had no intentions to leave Florida State, but that, quote, life changes and decisions are made.
I have unbelievable memories of Florida. I have great respect for them. I think they'll have a tremendous year this year. I think the program's in a great situation. I think they'll do very well.
When asked about former Seminoles quarterback Jameis Winston and his NFL suspension, Fisher said that Winston made some bad decisions, but that he still loves him. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron did his best Ed Orgeron imitation yesterday.
Hey guys, great to see everybody. Obviously, we're excited for the start of fall camp. Our team has had an outstanding summer. Our guys are working hard in the weight room. Our freshmen look good. We have our whole team together starting practice on August 4th. It's going to be an exciting year.
Orgeron.
He couldn't tell a secret like
that. No, he can't whisper. You can hear him at the back of the church every time he whispers, that's for sure. Orgeron also said that he made a mistake by hiring Matt Canada as LSU's offensive coordinator last season. He said it was not a good fit and that he should have hired current offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger to begin with. Canada is now with the University of Maryland coaching the Terrapins offense. Today, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Florida will get their chance to speak to the media. I'll have updates all week long from Atlanta. At his home field in Washington, D.C. at Nationals Park, Bryce Harper won the 2018 Home Run Derby, beating Chicago Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber in the final round, 19 home runs to 18. The 25-year-old six-time All-Star hit 9 home runs in a minute and 20 seconds to tie Schwarber at 18, before Harper won on a walk-off 19th home run after earning 30 seconds of extra time.
There it is!
Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won!
Tonight, the American and National League's best will face each other in the Midsummer Classic. Nationals ace Max Scherzer will start on the mound for the National League, while Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale will get the start for the American League. The All-Star game gets started tonight at 7 o'clock on Fox. 7:53 now. Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Old Shell in North McGregor, they've got an accident. They're moving out of the roadway. Also, delays continue I-10 westbound, right where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect, all the way towards the tunnel. Had a broke-down vehicle, right lane, somebody changing a flat tire. A little bit slower through there. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, 65, still looking good on the way in this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no-cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
I worry every day about losing the quality of life that we have in Baldwin County.
Conservative Chris Elliott.
As I move around Baldwin County, I still see some of the same farms, the same barns, the same silos that I saw as a kid growing up. But I also see lots of new houses and lots of new faces. I see waterways that once were pretty open and empty, crowded, and full of folks. When I was a kid, my first job was down in Orange Beach at a marina, and I had the opportunity to drive my boat back and forth to work, and it made me who I am. Baldwin County is the best possible place to raise a family, and the secret's out. They're coming, and we're going to have to make sure we've got the infrastructure in place to accommodate them. GetOurShare.com shows exactly how we're going to do that.
Visit GetOurShare.com and learn more about how Chris Elliott wants to fight to get back our share of taxes we're already paying to Montgomery.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
All right, 756, FM Talk 1065, and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Oh, by the way, too, I'm seeing pictures coming in on our text line, of course, as people are showing up at their polling places, yes, voting this morning. And the new sticker I was showing y'all, this was the sticker I saw statewide during the primaries. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it in our area, and it has, well, I believe it may be a violation of flag code. I'm still interested in it. It is the I voted sticker. Actually, it's hashtag voted. And has the cutout of the state of Alabama with the field of stars on the top side of Alabama and the red and white lines, on the bottom. And but it's a different I voted sticker. And I'm seeing y'all, several people have sent in this morning pictures, but all y'all are from Baldwin County. The Mobile County folks have not sent me in a picture of that sticker. So is it that cool I voted sticker, the new one, just available in Baldwin County, and we're going to get the old stuff here in Mobile County? Inquiring minds want to know. I'm trying to figure that out. So Mobile County folks, go ahead and text us a picture of your sticker. Let's compare and contrast, and we're coming right back.